Welcome to the third installment of the Baba Tapes. These tapes were made by Teresa Blasky in Campbell River.
Like, Eva was there, obviously.
Yeah, she's. And the other one, I don't know, I don't remember when they married. Did they marry right after her or what? Because, you know, same thing, like, home with my one's gone and the other gone. Mm-hmm. And you know,
all do you remember time. How many of your sisters were left living in the farmhouse with you at this time, though? You know, like,
well, they probably live I don't know how long, because you know they got married,
yeah,
and they move.
I'm just curious as to how many people were actually staying with you at one time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How many people were living in your house with you, other than your grandmother and even her husband? And obviously, did she have kids while you were still at home? Did Eva have kids?
Yeah, she had a two-girl. But already my two sisters, they's gone. And you know,
okay,
like that, my brother-in-law, my another sister married him.
Yeah.
And
so maybe there was only just four of you left at home?
Yeah, probably just the three of you lost.
Just the three of you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm just curious about that. With your sister who ended up going to, was Siberia or Sabir, what did you say? Sabir?
Yeah, well, that's after I was in Canada.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
What happened for this? What caused this to happen that they ended up getting sent there?
Well,
and which sister was it?
The youngest in me.
The youngest?
That she married my brother-in-law.
Okay. So that would be?
That's
Judy.
Theodora? Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And why did they get sent there?
I don't know, but after we was in Russia at that time, mm-hmm. and they were saying that somebody, I don't know, even maybe his brother or something he told that they was doing, something against the government or what, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what.
Sort of like treason?
Yeah.
This is what the government thought?
Yeah, that's the government, yeah.
Who had the Ukraine then?
What?
Who had the Ukraine at this time then? Which country was the Ukraine part of then? Was it part of Poland?
Well, it used to be Poland, yeah.
Poland?
That time when I left it was Poland.
Okay. And were they part of Poland when they were sent to Siberia, or
would
it be Russia?
I don't know what they was.
Okay.
Because I wasn't at home, after war, and I never heard from them,
mm-hmm.
so I never knew what.
How did your sister Eva die? Do you remember? Do you know?
No, I was already in Canada.
And you don't know what happened?
I think she had a TB or something.
Mm. Mm. And how about Mary?
Mary, too. She died after
mm-hmm.
two, so I...
you don't know?
Don't know,
what caused
when I left, they all was all right.
Mm-hmm. Did you used to write that? Did you used to write to home?
Well, I used to write before, but wartime you couldn't write and nothing.
Right.
So, you know, everything changed and you don't know who's living there. So I never wrote for a long time until after we went before we went to Russia. To Russia, that's all, just to find out who's living.
Yeah.
So my grandma died, my mother died, and all that.
Yeah. We were talking a lot about the church, and you used to, you know, go to church at Easter.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you aren't too wild about the church. Did your mom have to tithe faithfully every Sunday? Or?
Oh, no, no. We used to get up in the morning. We never eat before we say prayer.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You know, and...
What I mean by tithing is, how did your mom... You know how the church takes money from you?
Well, no, they never take. You just give. And,
right.
You know, free.
Your mom would give them.
And our preacher, you know, that one that he had a lots of land, belonged to church.
He was quite wealthy.
So wealthy.
And you guys still gave lots of things.
Well, I don't know. You know, you do. We never give, like here, if you belong to church, you give so much your...
You give 10%.
10% or something. No, they never did. I don't know.
Did your mom actually give money, or would she give like baking or some of the produce or something?
No, they used to... that's a funny thing now to me. They used to take, after Easter, they had to put bread in a grave, and preacher, he preached to take people to heaven or something. I don't know, something like that. Now I think it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because he, after with that bread, he feeds to the animal. He never eat. So that's what something like that's too much. So that's why if you have too much religious, you go someplace else and your mind, because you can't read anything, that's a sin. You just have to read Bible or something and something like that, you know. And you don't know nothing.
That's true. Yeah.
Your mind, you know, same like here religion, if you join the, you...
If they take control.
Yeah, but to see if you, like, I left the difference when I came and I just started opening and see how people live when we live in a camp preacher. Well, first time, well, Nick, he wasn't related and nothing. Nick's mother used to send what you call them, lily cards and
holy cards.
Holy cards, yeah, and some kind of Polish or preacher. I don't know. He used to come over when we live in a camp, and he see them Catholic or something.
Yeah.
And they used to. He used to come over and preach even here in the house.
I know. I heard that. Yeah.
And. But he used to go home and he told me, he says, you pray for him. And I was thinking, why should I have to pray for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is you preacher you should be?
Right, yeah. Did the church, do you know, did they have a lot of power in your village and stuff? You know, like the churches sometimes have been able to get a lot of power and they have a lot of say in the government and they tell the people what to do.
I never knew nothing about government.
Nothing about that.
No, I never, don't know who was running, who was,
yeah.
I wasn't voted yet. I don't know, you have to be probably 21. Well, like election, not every year, you know, so I don't know nothing. Politics, absolutely nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Well, let's go then on to when you started your trip. Now, you first left Batave.
Batave, yeah. And
I just about got it right, haven't I? Batave. Okay. God help me with that one. You first left. Now, how far did you walk somewhere?
Well, no, we never walked. We took
the horse?
A carriage. Or, I don't know even what.
Okay, then you
some
went
kind
by
of wagon.
Train?
We went to train to Lwów. Not Lwów, but to the first to, what you call them, Radihiv.
Mm. Okay.
And that's used to be our, what you call them?
Capital?
City, just very close, oblast or what.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Lwów. took a train to go.
You did by yourself?
Well,
or
yeah.
Your mom was with you at
the time? Oh, no, no.
So you said goodbye to your mom?
Or? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mother never went. I don't think mother, I don't know if mother went to Radhakua or not, or my brother-in-law took me.
Mm. Okay.
Well, oh yeah, maybe the other brother, that he used to be the other sister. What's his name? Julia? No, not Julia.
Mary?
No.
Not Theodora?
No.
No. Annie?
No.
Judy?
Judy, yeah. So he was for a long time was in Albu, so he knows everything. Yeah. So he probably took me, I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah.
So you got on the train and you were saying how that you weren't scared, you know, until you got on the train.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you were alone.
Alone, yeah, that's time. Well, was lots of people who was going different way, but you don't know them.
Did you sleep on the train, or how long were you on the train?
Oh, no, it wasn't that long, you know, not. And after from Lvov, we went to Warsaw.
Warsaw.
Yeah, that's the Polish capital, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know where we went after someplace else.
Were you with somebody, or was somebody leading you? How did you know where to go?
Well, it must be somebody told us what to do. I don't know.
Yeah. Because if I were to take off on a trip like that now, I would be quite scared if I didn't know where.
Well,
I
had
going.
All the paper and everything,
you had everything,
you know, yeah. That's all, you know, everything paid to.
So you ended up in Warsaw. You got to Warsaw by train.
Yeah. And you stay a few days every place, because I think they have to stay until people comes from different direction, because it's, you know, they don't take you one, you go there, they like
you had quite a group.
Yeah so probably I don't know. I know we took a little boat someplace to different I don't know where was that.
Is this from Warsaw?
From Warsaw, yeah, some maybe train, and after and we went to England.
Like
we stayed in England, yeah, for, I don't know, a week or something, until more people gathering to, take a big boat to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So we was, I think it took 1 week to from England to come to Canada.
All right. What was the trip like? Was it rough?
Well, yeah, it was rough. We were sick. We couldn't eat. You know, first time in the boat. But in the summertime wasn't too bad, because, you know, in the May we was coming.
Mm-hmm. So it was fairly warm.
So it was, you know, but I don't know, we never went no place. Some people that, you know, talk Ukrainian, that we
just sort of hung around in your own group?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember how did we...
Did you have a stateroom?
Yeah, we had a stateroom, yeah.
And you had somebody else staying
with
you?
Somebody there, but I even don't know who was it.
Yeah. And then you'd go and have your dinner and lunch.
Yeah,
it was all paid for.
Yeah.
It was like a big liner you came over on.
Yeah. Until, I think we most were sick in the boat.
And then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So nobody, I don't know... I don't remember even what we eat.
But you were glad to see land again.
Yeah, land, so we came.
Where did you get off the boat at?
Is that Montreal or Halifax? Or I don't know.
Well, I think you can get in to Montreal.
I know when we came, we was going some narrow, like canal.
Mm-hmm.
And we must be... I don't know if we...
So like the same
we came to Montreal or someplace, because I know it was lots of nuns, and they gave us all, you know, all a Bible or some kind of little book. I don't remember what. And
was this all organized by churches then?
No. That just, you know, they...
Just in Montreal.
Well, Montreal, you know, because, you know, the people came from all the country, they know that they all religion. So they want to keep them.
Yeah.
That's what I know now. I never knew what.
So you ended up there. And did you stay in somebody's house for a while?
No. We must be maybe someplace. I don't know where they're keeping people until we took a train and came to Vancouver. I even don't remember how long it took. I don't remember.
Remember looking for Indians or anything like that?
No, I never knew, but I know, you know, they were saying that the BC, and we came to BC and I see some big mountain. I went, oh my goodness, I never seen that big mountain. Nothing we don't have, we just have a, you know, steep little hill, like, but not the big mountain. Then, oh, thank God, I hope that when I go home.
What did you think when you first saw the ocean? That would be back when you were...
Well, we've seen the ocean because we're in a boat.
But what did you think of it the first time you saw it?
Did
it look huge?
It looked big.
Yeah.
I even don't know what kind of boat, what name.
No.
You know?
So then you finally got to Vancouver.
Well, I got my passport, so
you
probably say.
You probably do, yeah.
Probably say what, or something like that.
Do you have any pictures of anything of back in the Ukraine or any of that? Have you kept any of those, or do you have any?
I think I brought one, or they sent me one, or something, on my family.
Oh, right, yeah.
I don't have my dad.
No.
No, you never have a picture. That time, I don't know, nobody there.
Yeah.
And he went abroad, never come back, so we never, I never seen it in the future.
That's too bad. So then you finally arrived in Vancouver at the train station, obviously.
Yeah, and I think they must be, they probably let them know, my sister and my brother, or I don't know, somebody came to got me.
What did you think of where your sister lived?
What?
What did you think of where she lived?
Oh,
you know, when you first
walked
in. Do you remember looking at her house and stuff and wondering about it, or what? What do you first remember about being in Vancouver? Do you remember anything?
I don't know where did they live. Don't remember even where they lived. In a Broadway, close to Broadway, I think, someplace.
In an apartment, a house?
No,
a house.
Yeah, because they still all kids at home, they had.
How many kids did she have?
Well, the Olga and Bill and Pete and Rose and Peter and Nick. And she had, after I came to Canada, she had it too. Freddie, and Ruth. I think, that's the youngest one. So I don't know how many she had.
Full house, anyhow, isn't it? Yeah.
But they had the upstairs, and the big house was downstairs and upstairs.
You must have been quite floored when you saw her house, were you? Because you were, I mean, you knew people lived like that, but it was your very own sister living in a house like that.
Yeah, but they rented.
Right.
But like all country, everybody got their own house, any kind of, but you don't have to pay rent.
Right.
You know, more or less, everybody.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do in Vancouver while you were there? You know, before you met Nick, what did you do? You must have helped her out.
I was, if she goes, I was babysitting, and probably I'm doing everything And I couldn't talk, you know, I can understand nothing what they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like kids. Well, they went, kids went to Ukrainian school, so they probably knew some. Olga, I think Olga got a job after school or something. She was in the high school already.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you just stayed there and helped
yeah,
out?
Yeah, I stayed there. Well, just the 1 year. Next year I was married.
Oh, how did you meet your husband?
Well, he was in the woods and he, I don't know, he come over. I never.
Is he a friend of there?
Yeah, he knew.
He knew Julia or
yeah,
husband?
Yeah, must be husband. I don't know.
So he came over for a visit?
Visit. Oh, maybe Sam told him. I don't know. You know, he was working like loggers.
Mm-hmm.
They work in the woods and come back and come to town. And
he was working in the woods around Vancouver then?
I really don't know where.
Mm-hmm. And then he came and visited you? Visited
no,
them.
He never come to visit because I never knew him.
Right, but he came
you know,
to see them.
Yeah.
And that's how you met him?
That's what I meant, yeah.
Did he ever take you out? On a date?
No. No.
How long did you know him before he asked you to marry him?
Oh, not very long. I don't know. Maybe I've seen him a few times, but never pay attention.
Did you like him?
Well, not exactly. First time I was, he asked me and I was, came to my sister and I was crying. I don't know. You know,
you weren't sure.
I mean, I'm never sure, no.
So what made you decide to marry him?
Well, you know, you by yourself and or you don't know
right.
What.
That's right, yeah.
What to do and...
Right. So you thought it wasn't such a bad idea to do.
So, I probably say yes, I don't know. I know he wants to get married, but it was, you know, like before Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know, 7 weeks or something, you know, like they got...
Lent.
Lent, and you can, no wedding, nothing, nothing. I says, oh, gosh, if I write home and tell him that I marry, and that they think I have to marry or something.
Really?
I said, you have to wait after Easter.
So you wait, you got married after
yeah,
Easter?
So, yeah, it was after Easter, week after or something. Because the Ukrainian different sometime, and yeah. And this is so, you know, I have to go.
Mm-hmm. So then you got married.
Yes, yeah, so we got married.